This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Let's bring him in. Adam McCalvey of Brewers.com, shall we?
Best Brewers coverage. Now, let's get the latest on the crew from insider Adam McCalvey. Brought to you by Concordia University Wisconsin Veterans Service Department. Dedicated to preparing veterans to make an impact within their next mission through education. Go to cuw.edu/veterans. This is the Bill Michaels Show.
Adam McCalvey of Brewers.com and MLB.com joining us on the Schneider Orange Hotline. How are you doing today, Adam?
Oh, Bill, I'm good. I think the real... How are you?
I'm good.
I'm worried about you.
No,
okay.
I'm good. I'm fine. You know what?
You're taking fire. You're taking big-time fire.
That's what we do, though, you know? I mean, how many times have you done it over an opinion, right? You know, people come at you and say you're crazy. You know?
Yep.
It is what it is.
Well, here's my... I'm sure someone has said this to you. We're talking about, fans blocking the aisles.
Right.
I'm sure someone has brought up the fact that in some stadiums, they hold fans until between bats.
In many stadiums. They do in Miami. They do it at Target Field. They do it in San Francisco. They do it in Yankee Stadium. They do it in many stadiums.
Yeah, Coors Field stands out to me. San Francisco stands out to me because the press box is so low. We're right there. So
right.
We see it. I think people just don't think about it. I don't think people are trying to be horrible.
No, they're not.
I think it's just you don't think about the courtesy of it. You can stand back there watching at bat from the back of the concourse and then go. So maybe they need to think about, I don't know, if more. Have you heard from people who are who hate it too, who hate getting the traffic?
Oh, my God, yes. Yeah. As a matter of fact, if you just go by the comments that have been posted both on Twitter and on Facebook and all that, there's the majority. We went through and started counting last night. I mean, now, granted, there's hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of people just screaming and yelling. However, the majority of people agree that there's been basically a loss of etiquette or a loss of concern for those around you. It's basically, I want mine, I want it now, and screw what everybody else is thinking.
Yeah, I think it's absent-mindedness is how I would put it.
Pretty much,
I just don't think people think about it. I don't think people think about it, and you just kind of go. And instead of just waiting between batters. So
yeah. Now, you've been to a game as a fan. Have you ever experienced what we went through? I mean, did you see the video?
Yeah, I don't know that I've noticed it. You know, my policy has always been go to one game a year as a fan to remember that it's fun, because when you go, you know how it is.
Right.
You go someplace and it's work, and you go to a game as a fan and get a beer and maybe score the game, maybe not, and you know, it's like a reminder that, oh, this is, you know, this is actually a good time. So that's been my policy, but I haven't done it for a little bit, and I have not noticed. You know, I've not been bothered by it, I guess.
Yeah.
But maybe it's just where I was.
This was just the particular, because I've sat before. I've bought tickets behind home plate. I've bought tickets up in the club level. I've bought tickets in the terrace level. And this was the first time that I experienced, because we were down the first base line. And I just got tickets there. And I thought, you know what? This would be a great experience. And plus, I'm always cognizant, so I don't try to get right next to the field. If I'm not taking the kids, I don't get right next to the field, because I'm cognizant of how tall I am. So we went as far back as we could, which was the 24th row. So it wasn't like we were, you know, sitting way up in front of everybody. I'm always cognizant of that because I am a taller person, but I always get an aisle seat so I can get my leg out a little bit and kind of scooch down, because I don't want, especially we had, you know, some people behind us that were, you know, a mother and father and kids and stuff. And you're always cognizant of that. And I don't know. Maybe it's just the way I was brought up.
Maybe you should get Mark's seat.
If Mark wants to give up his seats to give to me, I would be happy to do that. I just think this is something, I think honestly this is something that probably, if there's enough on both sides of the argument, that eventually that might be something that maybe the Brewers look at adopting eventually down the road.
Yeah, honestly, I don't know that they've ever done that. I don't know if ushers make people who go to the games no more. Do ushers ever stop and say, hey, why don't you wait till between the batter?
No.
I don't know.
And I actually turned around and went to the usher, and I said, is there a policy in place in which people, because we can't even see the game. And he went, oh, he kind of like, he kind of agreed, but he said, no, there's no policy like that here. No, we just, you know, try to make sure that they don't just stand in the aisles, which they couldn't do. I mean, you know, there was clearly, I mean, and again, this was a 4-minute and 12-second video of an entire half an inning or a you know, top of an inning. And we saw maybe 3-4 pitches. You know, so but this went on the entire game. I couldn't film the whole game to prove, you know, that it went on the entire game. We filmed as much as we could. So anyway, hey, this team is out looking for pitching, from what I understand, and I think they're burning the phones up to just about every ball club that's out there. What do you think? Somebody asked me last night. I was at a golf outing yesterday, and they said, "What is the likelihood of getting a big name and a big arm?" And I said, "Probably zero." But it's probably more likely that they add some depth to, say, the bullpen or the starting rotation. But it's not going to be – you're not getting Clayton Kershaw. You know what I mean? You may be getting a guy that's probably pretty good on another team, but he may not even be the ace of another team. But he's going to be a guy that can stabilize or solidify either the rotation or the pen, correct?
Yeah, I agree with you. The more likely is the pen, because that's been David Stern's history, and we've talked about that with Anthony Swarzak and Jeremy Jeffress the one season, and with Joaquin Soria last year. You can get relievers and pay a lesser price and still, you know, really improve your team. The Brewers have shown how they've used their pen over the last couple of years. I wouldn't say zero on a major starter, though, because David Stearns tried last year to get a starter, and it wasn't, you know, a Justin Verlander deal. It wasn't a CeCe Sabathia deal. But Kevin Gausman, for example, was a guy that the Brewers looked at, and he would have, you know, he was having a good year for Baltimore and would have been a notable addition. And I think that it's possible. The way I put it, and I was answering some fan questions last night, is if not this year, when? Because to me, what's a little different this year is they have basically exhausted the in-house depth that they have. And last year, they had not necessarily done that. They still had guys that were available. You know, they called up Corbin Burns, used him in relief. They had Woodruff bouncing between roles. Freddie Peralta even, remember, they kind of sat him down for a little bit to preserve innings. But they had in-house options should they need them. This year, because Burns didn't pan out in the rotation, Peralta hasn't panned out, Jimmy Nelson hasn't panned out, it feels like they're a little more towards the end of the depth in-house. They're going to start Adrian Hauser tomorrow. He'll get at least two. He's not going to be stretched out tomorrow, but he'll be more stretched out in the second start. Let's see where he ends up. You've got Gio Gonzalez coming back potentially right before the All-Star break. He's not, you know, going to give you nine innings every time out, but he was a real stabilizing force when he signed and first came up to the Brewers, so that could help. But then you look beyond that, and there's not a lot of names to call up. So to me, if David Stearns is going to make a splashy trade for a starter, this is the year to do it.
So what is in a trade scenario, everybody's going to want Keston Hiura. We all know that. And
absolutely,
that's whatever level of player that you're asking for in return, and I understand that. Do you think there is any possibility that they deal him?
Yes. Because I have never heard David Stearns talk about a player as untouchable. And I always bring this up, the same word, because Mark Attanasio used it to describe David Stearns, and it's the best way to put it, is that he is agnostic about players and transactions. If it's a move that he believes can make the team better, can accomplish a goal, and it is still leaves the organization in a good long-term position in terms of the organizational health, he will make that move. And trading Keston Hiura would be a huge hit to the future. But when you have a guy like Mauricio Dubon, when you have some of the other hitters that are in the system, it's not an absolute death knell to the future of the organization. So I would say it's unlikely that he trades Keston Hiura. It certainly is safe to say he does not want to trade Keston Hiura. But think about it from the position of another GM, and you've got a pitcher. And there's only a handful of pitchers that are out there that can really make a difference for a team. If you talk to the Brewers, you're obviously going to start with Keston Hiura. And if David Stearns says no, I don't know that I would be very motivated to continue the conversation, because he is so far and away their number one guy, a player that can make a difference in your organization if you're rebuilding. I would want him. And I think that's actually going to be quite a hurdle for David Stearns, as these talks continue, because while I think GMs are understanding that there are certain prospects you don't want to trade, he's the guy they're all going to want. And it's going to be, you know, if you want Marcus Stroman, or if you want a Matthew Boyd, a guy who's controllable, or if you want a Trevor Bauer, you know, that's going to probably take Keston Hiura to do it. Mm-hmm. And I think that's going to be a challenge moving forward. And, you know, I think that fans here should be realistic about that being, you know, one of the things that sort of stands in David Stern's way as he tries to make something happen.
Real quick before I let you go, we continually talk about Travis Shaw. Now, that 465-foot home run hopefully was the jump-off point for Travis Shaw, and he begins to kind of turn his season around as the weather heats up. But we're still talking about two sinkholes right now in the lineup. Do you see anything happening?
I mean, I can't say no that nothing is going to happen, because now we're coming up on 81 games. We're coming up on the All-Star break. They have given Travis Shaw and Jesus Aguilar a tremendously long rope to get this figured out. I think the rest of this homestand is extremely important for Travis Shaw. He acknowledged yesterday that the home runner is great, but I mean, he's still struggling. He needs some 3-for-4s with a couple of either home runs or just, you know, hit the ball hard to the outfield. That's what they're looking for from him. His value is in slugging the baseball, and he's not done that this season. And you know, aside from the home run, he really didn't do that a lot the other day. So that's what he needs, and it's unfair to say this homestand is make or break, but it feels like they are getting closer to the point where you have to make a change. With Keston Hiura performing, with Shaw not, with the other spot in Aguilar tied up, and again with the fact that you can option Travis Shaw, you're not with Jesus Aguilar. You're basically, you know, resigning yourself to losing him. Because I don't think there's any way, struggles and all, he clears waivers. The Rays, somebody pick him up and try him as a DH. Trevor Shaw, you're not going to lose for good. It's going to be a hit for him personally and confidence-wise and all that kind of stuff. But, you know, this is a performance game, and at some point you have to perform. And I think it's fair to say that they've given him lots of opportunities to get it done. So next couple of games, you know, a couple lefties here against the Mariners, but then I think they get Leak in the last game, a righty, and then righties against the Pirates. I think this homestand, or at least the remaining games before the break, are really important for Travis Shaw.
Always great to talk, my friend, and I guess we're not allowed to go out with the fans. We'll stay in the press box because people get mad if we actually want to see the game.
No, I never have any problems, Bill. It's
okay.
Just you.
Just me. Okay.
The people, they love me.
Okay. I'm the one that calls attention to problems in society and get chastised for it, so we'll leave it at that. Good stuff, Adam. We'll talk to you soon.
All right.
Thanks, buddy. There you go. Adam McKelvey of Brewers.com and MLB.com joining us for a couple of minutes on the Schneider Orange Hotline. Schneider hiring drivers right now. You work hard, they treat you fair. 80-plus years, they've been getting it done. Call them 844-PRIDE or go to SchneiderJobs.com.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.